Praise the Lord. Amen. Matthew chapter 22 and verse number 35 is where I'd like to turn your attention. Amen. Matthew 22 and verse 35. I'm going to read down to verse 40. It says this. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. My topic today is this, two functions of the mind. Two functions of the mind. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. We are asking, Lord, even in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, that you would quicken my mind, quicken our minds, Lord, to be open to receive what you would have for us today. Let the Holy Ghost, Lord, touch our spirit, touch our lives, and Lord, even enlighten us to understand your will and your purpose for our lives. And Lord, we ask it in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Two functions of the mind. In fact, I'll tell you right up front what they are. You'll see in a little while how I endeavor to show you this by Scripture. Memory and imagination. We all have a memory, and I hope you have an imagination. We all do. Amen. God gave us two ends. One to think with and one to sit on. And our success in life to a significant degree depends on which end we use the most. Praise the Lord. There's an old adage. I know there was some anti-drug commercials years ago. It had this adage, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. I tell you, God created our mind. Amen. Jesus pointed in our text to the greatest commandment of all. Love God with all, someone say all, of your being. Your heart, cardia, in essence or figuratively, the thoughts or feelings are emotions. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm loving God, emotions just flow out of me. Amen. Some would say a man won't cry. Well, a man who is emotionally in love with God will. Amen. I tell you, there's times that emotions are uncontrollable when you are truly loving God. Emotions are, it's a part of our human nature. And it's used to love the Lord. Amen. Our heart, our soul. P-S-U-C-H-E. I'm not really quite sure how to pronounce that. Pushke, I suppose. It is breath, or in essence, by implication, our spirit. Our spirit is to love God. And our mind, or D-I-A-N-O-I-A. I'm not real good at reading Greek or Hebrew. D-N-O-A-A. I don't know that I pronounced that correct at all, but it's deep thought. It's exercise, imagination, mind, understanding. Our ability to think is challenged in our love for God. Can I think of how great God is? Oh man, I've tried a whole bunch of times. But God is greater than my greatest imagination. You wait till we get there. When you arrive in glory in that holy city, in New Jerusalem, heaven if you will, it will surpass your wildest imagination. Amen. It will be more spectacular than you could ever have thought it would be. Amen. You know, we are instructed by the Word to love God with our emotions, with our spirit, our breath, and with our imagination. I don't know about you, but it doesn't sound boring to me. Amen. Living for God is the most rewarding and exciting life that you can have on earth. Amen. Living for God is an improvement over living in sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. Nothing else God created is more like Him than our minds. Think about your mind for just a moment, for a minute. Our minds, in your mind, you can move up and down. This is going to throw you off. In a time continuum of God. I know that's strange words. Just a moment. Our minds can handle what we are doing at the present time, and we are able at the same time able to move into another time or place because we can remember what happened before. Amen. We can remember what was in the past while we're in the future, while we're in the present. And we can look into the future, what it will be when we're in the present. Amen. Brother Joel and I have our imaginations going, and we have the oak wood to replace our splash guard. It's white oak. It's going to be beautiful. Same kind of wood. In fact, thick, real, not veneer, but real thick. It's beautiful wood. But our imagination is going on how we're going to do it and what it's going to look like. And in my imagination, it's beautiful. You'll see. I believe it's what will be. Amen. What do you think? What do you say, Joel? Amen. It's what will be. Amen. I'm living in the present right now. But in this respect, I believe I'm seeing an outcome in the future. You know, God wants to do that in your life. You can be living for God right now, and we got to be able to see where God wants to bring us, what God wants to make out of us, what God wants to do with us. Amen. Two major functions of the mind. Memory. I can remember great things God has done in my life. And imagination. Amen. There's even better things yet to come. Amen. According to the Word of God. Memory is replay events of our past. I know what it was like because I was there. I remember what God did. I remember the good things, the miracles, the wonders, the signs, the glory. Man, I can remember what it felt like. Amen. I remember what it felt like to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. I remember what it felt like to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost for the very first time. I can remember when God healed my body. Amen. I know how good God is because God's been good to me. Amen. We serve a good God. Amen. If we are to be successful in our walk with God, we need to have a good memory. Don't forget how good God is. Don't forget what God has done for you. Don't forget how good God is. And to be successful in living for God, we need to be able to see the future according to the Word of God. See what it will be like when God fulfills His plan in us. Amen. Exodus chapter 13, verses 3 and 4. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which ye came out of Egypt. If God delivered you, if God brought you a mighty long way, if God did something miraculous in your life, remember what God did for you. Amen. Remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day came ye out in the month Abib. That was springtime, by the way. God brought them out by a miraculously miracle working of God. It is a miracle that you and I are here today. Amen. God truly has brought us a mighty long way. Amen. Exodus chapter 20 and verse number 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. I want to remember to follow the Lord. I want to go to His house. I want to be in church. Amen. But some things we are to remember not. We got to forget about some things. Some things we'd be better off not spoken of anymore. Not in detail anyway. Our past is past. It's over. I'm not walking that way anymore. I don't live that way anymore. I don't think that way anymore. Because God has changed me. Amen. Satan has no fear of your past, but he knows how to tweak our memories to taunt us with the past. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider things of old. You know, every one of us had a BC life before Jesus Christ. Amen. Man, my life living for Jesus Christ is so much better than living without Christ. Living in chaos and sin. Living in the world does not compare with glory. Does not compare with God on my side. Amen. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? God wants to do a miraculous things in our life. Even from right now, this is the first Sunday of 2026. It's the first day of a new year. Amen. It's the first opportunity to praise the Lord and worship on Sunday morning this year. It's my desire to praise the Lord. Amen. I want to give God glory. I want to praise His name. Praise the Lord. The art of learning what needs to be remembered and what needs to be forgotten is put under the blood. Amen. Jesus Christ paid the price for sin. Amen. And His blood paid for that sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. Satan, here we go. Focusing on tomorrow will turn away your past. Amen. What an awesome thing it is. No matter what I have been in my past, I can be a new thing in my future. Amen. God can make me new. Amen. Praise the Lord. Satan always reminds us of our past because it intimidates us. Oh, well, I've never done that before. Oh, I don't know how to do that. Oh, I've never been there before. You've never did a lot of things before. But you know what? God is able to do a new thing. Just because it's new to you doesn't mean it's new to God. God and His ultimate, high, glorious wisdom chose you to do the very thing He wants you to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our future is what intimidates Satan. Amen. Want proof? Here we go. Think about this. Exodus chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. Pharaoh had the children of Israel in Egypt turned into slaves, building things, brick and mortar, service in the field, had them work hard. Pharaoh had them with a firm grip, well within his power. Yet, he feared the people that he controlled. It was his fear. You know, these people are multiplying. The people are blessed. He could see the blessings of God upon the children of Israel. How that they were strong and how that they were growing and they were multiplying. And it was their blessing that Pharaoh was afraid of. They're becoming greater in multitude than the Egyptians. They're becoming stronger than we are. Their blessings are greater than ours. He was afraid of the people of God. Amen. So that fear caused him to try to suppress them. And Pharaoh, in verse 22, Exodus 1, verse 22, and Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter ye shall save alive. Well, if we just get rid of the men, there won't be such a danger. Pharaoh tried to kill all the male slaves because he was afraid of them being blessed by God. Do you know of those baby boys that were to be cast into the river came Moses? Amen. Of those that he was afraid of came a man that would hear and obey the voice of God. Amen. and God delivered them. Pharaoh couldn't stop it. The world can't hinder what God is doing. God is going to do with His people what His will is for His people. God will have a people. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pharaoh can't stop it. The king can't stop it. The president can't stop it. The world can't stop it. Praise the Lord. What caused Herod to destroy all the boys under 2 years of age? Yeah, we know it was the wise men that told him that the 2 years old. All right, everybody, 2 years old and under, we're going to kill them all. Trying to kill a newborn king. It was the fear of the leader of their world, of their nation. And of that came the deliverer. Jesus was born, the Savior of the world. I tell you, Satan cannot stop God's plan. Amen. Satan cannot even hinder God's plan. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wherever you fight your greatest battles is where you will experience the greatest victories. That is why people are often buffeted in the very area that they have spiritual power in. Like a faith healer who often fights sickness. God is still a healer. Amen. God is still a deliverer. Amen. Wherever your battle is, from that will come your victory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Think about what you struggle with and turn it over to God so that you can experience victory in that area. Satan fears your future. He doesn't want to see you in that glorious future. He wants to try to convince you to turn aside or to go astray or to give up or give in or undo what God has done in your life. Amen. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. That's me. Amen. I'm telling you, God has great things in store. Amen. Amen. I can see it. Amen. I can see that God is doing great things. Amen. I hope you can too. Open your eyes. You'll see the glory of God. Amen. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. And your young men shall see visions. Amen. There's men and women here that are younger than me. Amen. Have you got a vision for what God wants to do in the kingdom of God? Have you got a vision for where God wants to take us as a church, as the body of Christ? Amen. I hope you'll catch a vision of what God is doing and how that you can be a part of that very work that God is doing. Amen. You got to see it. You got to believe it. Amen. Dreams of what? Visions of what? Of God's plan, of course. Of God's work, of course. An idea of the future. God wants to give ideas to young people right here under the sound of my voice on how that God is going to do great works in His body. Amen. God wants to do in you what He's done for me. God wants to bring you further than I have ever been. God wants to do more than I have ever seen. Amen. Praise the Lord. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, beginning at verse number 9, David here is speaking. He said, "And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve Him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind." Are there people here today that want to serve the Lord? Amen. "For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek Him, He will be found." He will be found of thee. If you seek for God, you will find Him. Amen. You will. It's the Word of God. You will. He will be found of thee. "But if thou forsake Him, He will cast thee off forever." Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. It was in the heart of David to have a magnificent edifice for the worship of the Lord Most High. He had a vision of a grandeur in a building that was spectacular to worship the Lord. But the Lord told him, "You can't do it because there's blood on your hands." "Oh, but I can make preparations." He gathered in great abundance the stone and the precious things and the timbers and the building materials in great abundance. He had heaps upon heaps of the building requirements prepared. I'll tell you what, God has done a great thing in our church. God has brought us a mighty long way. God has already laid down a foundation. God has already started building the walls. God has already given us a place to worship. But yet, there's still more to come. There's still more to be done. It's not over yet. There has to be a vision for what God wants to bring us from here. A vision how that God will carry on the work of the Lord in this place. Get a vision of how that God wants to use us, this people, for His kingdom. Amen. Be strong and do it. God has blessed us. God has brought us from there to here. God has brought us a mighty, blessed, long way. God has placed this into your mind. Keep focused on the promises of God. Don't let the world distract us. Don't get distracted by the things of the world. Don't get distracted by the things that would draw you away from the kingdom of God. Amen. The problem with humanity is that we tend to misuse our imagination. Wicked men have wicked imaginations, but godly men need to have godly imaginations. Amen. See, it's so easy to fill our mind with wickedness. I believe it's easier today than it has ever been in the history of mankind. Wickedness is abundant in every area of life. All of our electronic devices can bring you wickedness if you want it to. Amen. The billboards and the signs and the media, things all around us, the things we hear and see, daily all around us can point us toward wickedness, if you'll let it. Amen. But I tell you, the good things of God are set before us. God has given us promises in His Word. We got to see what God is doing. We got to realize what God has done. We got to remember who God is and do those things that are right before God. Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Non-stop wickedness. If it was bad back then, it's bad right now. Wickedness has increased since that time. Amen. Our world is a wicked place. But God is good. Amen. My God, Jesus is good. Do you understand now why Jesus said, it's not what goes into a man that defiles him, but it's what comes out of the man that defiles him. His heart and his mind need to be stayed on God. Romans chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. You know, it is possible that you could follow the media, or you could follow education, or you could follow traditions, or you could follow after men and be lost. They may call you wise when really you've become a fool. Amen. If you're going any other way except unto Jesus Christ, yeah, I have to live in this world. Yeah, I need to have the things of life. But my focus is on God. Amen. I can do all the other things and be blessed and live for God, or I can let all the other things be my focus and lose out with God. Amen. People can get to where they are so vile that all they can dream about is sin. And God cannot use us in that condition when we are like that. We have then misused the imagination gift. God has given you an imagination. Don't use it for wickedness. Don't use your imagination for uncleanness, for worldliness. I tell you, you can use your imagination in the kingdom of God. Amen. God has given us the ability to comprehend His Word and His will. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Amen. Let this same mind be in you that was in Jesus Christ. We need to worship or love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, our breath, all of our mind, our imagination, and our understanding can be used for the glory of God. Amen. Jesus said it this way: "This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." You see, it's not complete worship if you don't give it all to God. I tell you, God wants to have all of you. Amen. God wants all of me to be in Him. Amen. Hebrews chapter 8, verse number 10. "For this is the covenant that I made with the house of Israel after that those days, saith the Lord, I will pour out my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people." It's the proper use of our mind. Sometimes memory and imagination, they got to work hand in hand. I know how good God has been in the past, and that propels me to believe how good God will be in the future. Amen. My imagination becomes, I know what God did before, and now I know God is going to do something as greater than I've ever seen before. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if they still do it anymore, but when I was a kid, they used to have these things called roller derby. They used to, you know, they'd have one person come, and they wanted to get one guy, and they'd sling him, and he'd go racing around that. You know, sometimes you can have a brother or sister in Christ. "Come here, bro. Are you good on your feet?"
"Yeah."
"Yeah." "Yeah. All right, you ready? You ready? Come on, go! Go! Woohoo!" Man, God can send you. You got more energy than I got, man. If you'd have done that to me, I'd be laying right there. But God can do more with those that are yet to be, or that are right now, that God wants to do more in the future. Amen. You can see greater. Man, I've seen people get healed. I've seen people be delivered. I've seen demons cast out. I've seen broken bones put back together. I've seen limbs grow. I've seen people's eyes open and ears open. I've seen great miracles and wonders in God. But He wants to do more in you. God, I tell you what, I'm the guy that you need to grab onto my hand, so that I can sling you. Rah! Go get them. Go get them. God, use them. God, do glorious things in them. I tell you of a truth, I've seen glorious, miraculous, wonderful. I can't even express it in words. I'd have to talk in tongues to really tell you. Praise the Lord, but God wants to do it in you. Grab hold of my hand and let me swing you into the will of God. Let me help you get going in the Lord. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 17. "If thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? And shall not be afraid of them, but but shall well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and to all of Egypt. The great temptations which thine eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders, and the mighty hand, and the stretched out arm, whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out, so shall the Lord thy God do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid. Amen. The church doesn't have to be afraid of anything. God will perform his word. Amen. The church will be blessed. If you want to be blessed, stay in the church. Amen. Don't get lost. Don't go astray. Don't get out. Get in the perfect will of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Musician, would you come? Praise the Lord. I think we only got one today, but praise the Lord. Oh, we got two. Here comes another drummer guy. Musicians, would you come? Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for music people. Are you thankful for music people? Yeah. Amen. I am. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For singers, worshipers in the Lord. You have to stand with me. I'm closing right here. You have to use your memory to assist your forward thinking. Man, oh man, oh man. I'm using my memory right now to remember how good God is. Amen. I remember great things in God. What God has done for so many people. What God has done in my own life. Amen. And the gist of my message is today, grab on to this vision and let me. Man, I want to sling you into the presence of the Lord. I want to help you fly into the things of God. Amen. We've got to bring our minds into focus. Come on, up to this altar. Come on, we're going to pray and worship the Lord for the closing few moments. One thing is for certain. God has many promises in His Word. We need to remember them. God has given each of us promises. Amen. Remember those promises that God has given you. Amen. In this altar today, would you lift your hands and lift your hands, lift your mouths, lift your voices, and remember those good things that God has already done in your life. And then let God use your imagination to see those things that are yet to be. How good God will be yet in the future. Would you join me? Let's love Him right now. Remember those good things. Let your imagination run wild. How good God is. Let's love Him together right now. Lord, I love You. I praise You. I worship You, Lord Jesus. I worship You, Lord. I thank You, God, for those good things that have been. I thank You, Lord, for what You've already done. And Lord, I thank You for yet You will, where You will bring us, what You will do. These people You'll bless. In Jesus' name, worship the Lord.